Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today's show is Judy O'Byrne. For the last 7 years, Judy O'Byrne has been helping hundreds of authors become bestsellers in her role as president of Hasmark Services. More recently, she has become an author and creator of 2 books of short stories titled Unwavering Strength. Judy decided to write the first book to help her channel her grief when her husband, Jerry, became ill with cancer and ultimately passed away from the disease in 2012. In the 2 years before she lost him, she lost her mother, 2 sister-in-laws, her dog, and her daughter's best friend, all to the disease, and a brother years before that. Her goal with the Unwavering Strength books is to help others deal with loss in their lives. Judy is excited about the release of Unwavering Strength Volume 2, Stories to Warm Your Heart and Soul. Today we'll be talking about her new book, and I'll also be playing a beautiful song during the show. To connect with Judy O'Byrne online, please visit her websites, hasmarkservices.com, and unwaveringstrength.com. Welcome, Judy.
Thank you, Margot. Great to join you today.
It's great to talk with you again. And this is an exciting time for you. You just released your 2nd book yesterday, didn't you?
I did. I'm still floating a little bit above ground from it. It was pretty amazing. Lots of fun.
Yes. Well, tell our audience a little bit about this book, the 2nd book in the series.
The 2nd book is again, it's you know, a compilation of stories from many, many authors. I've got 35 authors in the 2nd book, 34 stories in all. They're stories anywhere from talking about depression through drug addiction, love addiction, divorce, loss. So it's pretty broad in what it covers. It basically is designed, and the hope is that we can help, you know, others to grow and heal as well.
That's so true. And I read the review copy of the book that you sent me, and I haven't read every single story all the way through, but I've read most of them, and there are some amazing stories in there and so inspiring, and I really believe that this book can be helpful to people who are going through some sort of loss, whether, like you said, it could be from losing someone that they love or a divorce or from even losing a pet that you love a lot too, you know, because animals are such an incredible furry or feathered part of our family as well. And
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. On Facebook for the launch event, you had posted a picture of your dog Bailey and asked us to post pictures of our animals that we love too. And animals are, I remember there was one of the stories in the book about a woman who had, I think, had lost her daughter, and how the dog that they had helped her, you know, and inspired her to get up and go out for walks with it and everything. And, you know, it's so true. Animals are such an incredibly loving part of our life, and they can really help us through those times. So it was really cool to see all the different pictures of animals that people were posting.
Oh, definitely. And I'm so glad you talk about that and honor that, because, you know, for myself, my dog has been, like you said, Bailey has been just an amazing, you know, pillar of strength for me. When Jerry first, you know, left, it was, you know, you're hit there by yourself. And then you think, well, not really. I mean, you know, I've many times been completely alone, and I'll start to get really sad, and Bailey will do something silly, or he gets these silly squeaky toys and he jams them at me, and I can't help but laugh. And I think, That's it. That's what he's here for. He's here to help me, you know, get through it and to realize that I'm really not alone. And it's as simple as that. It's as simple to recognize that you aren't alone, that there are gifts given to us like our animals.
That is so true. And one of the things that I really loved about your book is that you had such a variety of stories in it. And one of the stories that really, really touched me a lot is the one by Deborah Oakland, Living in Courage. And it was Deborah that originally introduced us. And I just love the story that she wrote in there about living in courage. And even though I've known her for years, there were so many things in that story that I learned about her story. And also, I love the tools, the unwavering strength tools that she shares in that story.
Oh, meeting Deborah for me was just so pivotal. I had met her while I was almost finished the first book, and we talked about whether or not we could, you know, get her story in, and we felt better to sort of give everybody sort of a sneak peek in the first book of Deborah's story coming into the second book. And it was really important that, like you mentioned, is that the book isn't intended to be just sad stories. The book is intended to inspire you. So the fact that Deborah does talk about things, because I think she is one of the biggest epitomes of unwavering strength that walks the earth today, because there's so many people who would have taken her life and just climbed, you know, one of the things my daughter talks about is my dog climbs under the bed sometimes, and she said there's days I felt like it, and that's where I can picture Deborah too, being under that bed with us. But she didn't. She just has taken her tragedy and just become this beautiful, beautiful soul. I am truly honored to be able to call her a friend and co-author.
I agree. I feel so incredibly lucky to know her. And, oh, wow. There's a quote that she shared at the beginning of it, too. It says, courage can take us to the deepest part of our soul, where we find levels of reserve we did not know we had. And that becomes so apparent, not only in her own story, but in all of the other stories, yours and the story that your daughter Amy shared in the book, and also just, you know, all of the authors. One of the things that somebody had said is that it's a book full of stories with happy endings. And so even though they are sad things that happen, it's how people realize that they could be happy in spite of what happened. And I think that that's one of the things that is most valuable about this book, is that it can help you learn from the way the other people dealt with these problems and challenges.
Oh, definitely. And I think what I was most surprised about in life and in finding authors was that there is so much really challenging things and tragic things that happen to far too many people. And it's almost like you get radar for the people who you can tell has gone through something really tough, but yet they're this real beacon of light, because they just know. They just have this deep sense of knowing how to get through life with such a great attitude. And that's what I really, really came to realize when I was putting the book together, is that there is some amazing, amazing people. They aren't really well known yet, but they will be, because they have these awesome stories and this great attitude in life. They don't allow it, you know, when they get kicked, they don't just drop down and stay there. They, you know, and they don't kick back. They move forward past it, and you can't get better than that. You can't be better than that.
Now, when you were on my show last time, it was in the middle of October of last year. That was right around the time that you had a celebration for the first book, I believe, in Ontario. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and during that, you had Kristen Sharma was there, and she sang a song that is called Jerry's Song, which is written by your daughter, right? It's written by Jen?
The poem was written by Jen that we actually read at my husband's celebration of life. And Kristen then changed it, wrote it to music. Sure, she wrote the music for it and changed it around. So it officially is co-written with Jennifer and Kristen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, I have that song queued up to play, and I played it during the show last time, but it is such a beautiful song, and the words in it, I think, are so wonderful. But it also is just, I don't know, it's in a song that I really wanted to play again, and then Kristen Sharma is going to be on my show as a guest in March. I think it's March 11th she's going to be on. So we're going to play some other songs by her then. But she is truly living her music, and you're living your music through doing these books, and all of these people sharing their stories are living their music in so many ways and helping other people. And it's just such a beautiful thing, I think. And I'd like to play the song now, and then we can talk about it a little bit after. Okay? Does that sound good?
Sure. Sounds great.
Thanks. All right, this is Jerry's Song, and it's 3 minutes and 48 seconds, and we'll talk right after after the song finishes.
Far apart.
that was Jerry's song, sung by Kristen Sharma. Oh, Judy, that song is so beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It's every time I hear about it, I react the exact same way. I'm still stunned that probably not the right thing to say that, but Jennifer wrote it, and it's like it's just so powerful. It's so true. I hope we can, you know, given the opportunity to share it, is wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You know, the poem is so beautiful, too. I have the poem that you had sent me, and I just love the words in it. I think Jennifer did an amazing job with the words in it, and also, by the way, also the introduction she wrote to your new book, the second book, was also very inspiring as well. And I love the quote that she included in the introduction by Christopher Reeve. It says, "A hero is an ordinary individual who finds the strength to persevere and endure in spite of overwhelming obstacles." And, you know, that's the thing. I mean, we all come up with obstacles, and some people it takes just a tiny one to really trip them up. But, you know, you people have had so many things happen to you, and also Deborah Oakland did, and there's so much to be learned from how you all went through the experience and got through it, and not only got through it, but got through it feeling so much joy now.
It's true. Just what you said, you can choose to be, you know, allow it to trip you up and not go forward, or you can choose that, you know, it becomes something greater than you. And I think people don't realize, too, is the reason I think it's a gift is because it allows me to talk about Jerry. When someone passes and leaves your life, the hardest things is you're no longer, you know, you've told this friend too many times about this, you know, the person that's gone. Mm-hmm. I'm gifted with the opportunity to talk about him all the time. Mm-hmm. So I sit here with a big smile on my face when I think of him now, because it doesn't, you know, what an opportunity, what a healing experience it is for me. And Deborah's the same way. It's hard when you first have to put it out there. Trust me, when mm-hmm. we hit the publish button for this book, it was especially the second one, because the first one, mm-hmm. I talked about others in the first one. I was talking about Jerry and what his journey was like. In the second book, I have to talk about me now and what it was like for my healing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
mm-hmm.
like, oh, no, I'm like right out there. And then once it released, it was just like, wow, deep, you know, sigh of relief. And then you're thinking, wow, there's people who are going to read this and actually be able to say, I know what that feels like. I can be the same way. I want to walk that path instead of the other one where it's the woe is me, climb under the bed, climb under the covers type attitude.
That's so true. And, you know, one of the things that occurred to me, I remember hearing someone say years ago that a book is worth the price of it, even if you get one idea out of it that really can help you be happier and more successful and turn your life around. And I would say that this book, you know, even if people only read one story that happened to resonate with them, would be way more than what it's worth or what it costs to buy the book. And so, you know, I definitely recommend that people get it, and it's available now on Amazon. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Thank you. It. I agree with you, though. If you know, I know my name's on the cover, but I'm only one of 34 stories. Like you mentioned, is Deborah Oakland, for instance, talks about, you know, the tools that she uses. You know, the lady Kelly Bishop that you mentioned, she lost her daughter, and she talks about that in the first book.
Mm-hmm.
I actually saw her transform because she had the opportunity to talk about her daughter and make it such a public thing. And now she's going through it with her dog. Her dog transitioned, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, she, and how important the dog was. I have another gentleman that's in the book, and actually he's written a book about his life, but he shared a small synopsis of his story in Volume 2 about how he got paralyzed in a football accident. And his story is about get up, I can't, I will, I did.
And it's I read that one. That was amazing.
Oh, I just, honest to goodness, I talk about him when I talk about, Jennifer talks about him in the intro. And I was telling her one day, I saw him across the room and knew I needed to connect with him. Because it was like he was on crutches, and I thought the story of that man and the look on his face of determination, I need to meet him. And it's there's someone there that when he got put on his back by the accident, he could have stayed there, as many have done. Instead, he's like, and he travels all over the place talking about his journey and learning, and that just astounds me. I have such admiration for someone like that.
Oh, I do too. I do too. Wow, the time is going by so incredibly fast, like I knew it would. And I just need to mention that next week on Wednesday, March 4th, can you already believe it's next month? March 4th, 2015, my guest will be Christy Earnshaw, and we'll be talking about her work. You got me thinking about books here. Her work as an abundance whisperer. Isn't that great? An abundance whisperer. And during the show, we'll be talking about how you can attract more abundance into your life. And I think that that's probably a subject that all of us can benefit from, you know, because you can never have too much prosperity in your life. The more you have, the more you're able to give and do and be and create. I hope that people will tune in next week and find out what Christy has to say. She's a lot of fun, and she has a lot of great ideas and helps people in such a great way. And back to your story, though, and your books. Oh, my gosh. I am so thankful that you decided to do the first book and also to do this book, Judy. It helped you in healing, but oh my gosh, there's so many stories in there that can help so many people.
Oh, it's been a wonderful journey between, you know, getting the opportunity to meet the authors and you know, and then to meet the readers and some of the comments that are coming back. And even yesterday, like you mentioned with the you know, online event that we were doing, it was some of the people coming online, it was like, wow, the timing couldn't be any better, and I want to share it with somebody, and you know, that's just so wonderful. That's exactly what we set out to do, is you know, to help others heal too, and that's a blessing that's happened. I'm honored that I've had this opportunity.
It's so true. Helping to be able to heal other people by sharing how the people in the book have healed is what a gift. I mean, that is just such a gift to everyone. And I really urge everyone to go to Amazon and get that book, or at least go to unwaveringstrength.com and take a look at it, and then decide maybe get the first one, the second one, or get both books. That would probably be the ideal thing to do, because they both have incredible stories in them, Judy.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm honored to have the co-authors that we have, and these people have opened up their, you know, hearts. I've had even a couple authors say that they've only shown a small part of their life, and you know, they need to finish healing before they can open it up even wider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. I remember when I was writing my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, it's something I felt called to do. It's something I felt I just had to do, and it's hard, because sometimes some of the stories that I share in there about things that I've done and the choices I've made, I'm sharing them because they can help other people learn from my experience, but, you know, some of them feel like I wish I hadn't done these things, you know. And some of the things in there, a lot of the things in there, though, like in your book, are ways that people can be happier And that, to me, is the most important thing, is how can we help people feel happier, happier, and spread happiness all over this planet?
Oh, so true. Because if we were all happy, I mean, it would change everything. It's wonderful, and it's contagious, too. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, it's like that song of Pharrell's, the happy song, you know, and how you can't not feel happy when you hear that song and you're bouncing along with it. So
I put a smile on my face instantly. The moment you mentioned it, a smile crossed my face. So we can't wish it for anything more than that with everyone.
That's so true. Well, before we go, I'd like to say to all the people out there listening, what music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. Earl Nightingale, Judy, called it our holiday on Earth. And
wow.
I love to think of it as that, because the thing is that we're here to enjoy ourselves. You know, we're not here to get bogged down in all the details of life. We're here to enjoy the journey and to help others enjoy the journey. That's what I truly believe.
That is awesome. I believe it too. That is perfectly said.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
And you know, losing people and animals reminds us that we need to tell people how we feel and to spend time with the people that we love and spend time with the animals that we love.
Oh, we can't wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah. My mom.
I believe we should. I believe we should never walk away from a person or an animal without leaving them in a positive way, ever.
Oh, I agree. You know, my mom had always said that you never know when might be the last time you see someone, because she had lost both of her parents when she was 14. And, you know, she had no idea she wasn't going to see them again. And it's just, it's a reminder always to always say love you. You know, always say love you and to be kind and to spend time with the people that you love and the animals you love.
Definitely.
Yes. Well, our time is almost up, and I just want to say thank you so much for being on my show a second time and for getting all these inspiring authors together to share their stories. I really appreciate it, Judy.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm honored to be invited, and I appreciate it so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and I'll be back next week on the 4th. Have a wonderful rest of the week, Judy, and all of the people listening. Bye for now, everyone.